Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show, game two of this three-game series between the Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers. Jose Quintana got the ball for the Mets. It was Jared Koenig who opened the ball game for Milwaukee, and he got the job done. He allowed a one-out single to Jose Iglesias, but nothing else in the first inning. Iglesias extended his hitting streak to 19 games. Quintana in the bottom half posted a zero of his own. He worked around a leadoff single by Jackson Chourio with a couple of strikeouts. Tobias Myers took over in the second for Milwaukee, and the Mets were gifted a runner in scoring position on a two-base throwing error by Willy Adames off the bat of Pete Alonso. Myers held them there, though. He set down the next three to close out the inning. In the bottom half, Quintana worked around an infield single by Isaac Collins for a scoreless bottom of the second inning. We were scoreless after two, and the game remained scoreless as we jumped to the bottom of the fourth. Quintana began the inning with his seventh strikeout. Willy Adames then singled up the middle, and Rhys Hoskins walked to put a pair on with one out. Quintana came back with strikeout number eight. This time he froze Gary Sanchez. Two outs and two on for Isaac Collins, who drew a walk to load the bases. Jeremy Hefner went to the mound with the bases loaded and two outs in a scoreless game in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Quintana faced Joey Ortiz.
He has his sign. Two outs. 3-2. Runners go. Pitch. Line toward left center field. Bader over. He cannot get it. It dunks in for a hit. Adames is in. Hoskins is in. Collins to third. Ortiz a two-run single. 2-0 Milwaukee in the bottom of the fourth. Served into left center field. A softest line drive. Deep over the shortstop, but well in front of Bader in left. And it is Milwaukee who does strike first and snaps Quintana's scoreless streak.
Yeah, Quintana's scoreless streak over at 25-plus innings on our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more, and a 2-0 lead for the Brewers. Quintana limited. He struck out Andrew Monasterio for the final out in the fourth inning, but a 2-0 Milwaukee lead after four. In the top of the fifth, the Mets seemed poised to strike right back. Starling Marte led off the inning with a double to the corner and right against Tobias Myers. A ground out advanced Marte to third with one out, but Myers stranded him there. Harrison Bader lined out softly to third, and Luis Angel Acuna flied out to right for the final out. Jose Quintana returned in the fifth. He allowed a leadoff double to Jackson Chourio. Garrett Mitchell then sacrificed him to third, and Quintana was done. Phil Maton took over. The Mets brought the infield in with the runner at third. William Contreras grounded out the shortstop. That held Chourio at third. Now two outs and a runner still 90 feet away. And Willy Adames up for Milwaukee.
Chourio walks his lead down the line from third. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, side retired. So Chourio doubles to lead off the inning and the Brewers don't get him in.
Strikeout for Maton. That's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. So Phil Maton stranded the leadoff double at third in the fifth inning, still a 2-0 Milwaukee lead. Yoel Piamps took over after four scoreless innings from Tobias Myers. He struck out the side. Maton matched him with a near immaculate inning. He needed 10 pitches to strike out the side in the bottom half. Aaron Ashby, the left-hander, and Ryan Stanek for the Mets traded zeros in the seventh. It was on to the eighth. Brewers ahead 2-0 still. Nick Mears took over. Carlos Mendoza decided to go to his bench. He called on Tyrone Taylor to hit for Luis Torrens. Taylor flied out to right with Harrison Bader due up. Mendoza went to his bench once again. Francisco Alvarez did not start due to leaving last night's game with back spasms. Mendoza said he was feeling better today. He was likely available, so he used him as a pinch hitter. He went down on strikes. And then Mears made a 12 consecutive Mets set down with a Luis Angel Acuna flyout to end the top of the eighth. In the bottom half, Mets still down by a pair. Reed Garrett came on. He allowed a leadoff single to Garrett Mitchell. A stolen base and a walk later, the Brewers had runners at first and third with nobody out for Willy Adames.
Now the pitch. Ground ball, shortstop home, base hit, left field. Mitchell hits third. He's coming home. Nimmo's throw cut off by Vientos as Mitchell slides in safely. Stopping at second, Contreras. And on at first with an RBI single is Willy Adames. And the Brewers have a 3-0 lead.
Insurance for Milwaukee, a 3-0 lead and not done yet. A couple of strikeouts and a flare single later, the Brewers had the bases loaded with two outs. Garrett then walked Joey Ortiz on four pitches to bring in another Brewers run. It was a 4-0 Milwaukee lead. Garrett was done. Danny Young took over with the bases loaded and two outs and faced Andrew Monasterio.
Pitch. Swinging the ground ball up the middle, past the diving Acuna, base hit center field. Adames scores. Hoskins right behind him scores. Going to third is Ortiz. And on at first with a two-run single is Andrew Monasterio. And the Brewers have opened it up now to a 6-0 lead here in the eighth inning.
A four spot for Milwaukee and a 6-0 lead in the eighth inning against the Mets' pen. Mets were able to stop the bleeding there with a strikeout of Jackson Chourio, their 18th of the night, to close out the eighth inning. Devin Williams was up. He came into the game despite the fact that it was a 6-0 lead for the Brewers. He faced the top of the Mets' order. A one-out walk to Jose Iglesias gave the Mets their first base runner since the fourth inning. After a fielder's choice, there were two outs and a runner on, and the last chance for the Mets was Brandon Nimmo.
Here's Brandon Nimmo. Williams deals. Ground ball to first. Fielded behind the bag by Hoskins. Runs it there himself in time. The ball game is over. The Milwaukee Brewers have made it two straight over the Mets here in Milwaukee.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.